phrase in our request this morning. If you're able to deal, I invite you to deal with me as we pray to go. Father God, we're truly blessed already this morning, just knowing that we're in your presence. You're here with us as we worship. We know that you don't need our worship, but we know that we need to worship you, that we might know you as you are and become like you. We ask for forgiveness where we sin against you and each other. We ask for the power of the Holy Spirit, which you have promised to live in us, to change us to be like you, God. Thank you for each brother and sister and young person and child that's here this morning, and for each one who's joining with us online today. We lift our worship to you, and we know that it's accepted because we give it to you in the name of Jesus, who came to this earth and died our death and shed his blood to cover our sins. We are eternally grateful and will be forever.
So colors woven, and I think up. The year was 1978. I was driving from Southern California all the way to Indiana in a sports car. It was not very high off the ground. It was horrible because that winter was the worst winter ever in Indiana. It was so sweet. But the Lord was there, and just to give you an idea of why for you was so significant, was I had gone to PUC, PUC Union College in Northern California for 2 years, loved it. It seemed like family. It's a beautiful area, all these trees. And it was, I think, maybe tuition. Enrollment was around 2,500, maybe 2,500. Enrollment right now is 1,080, and according to the website, that's up. Enrollment at Purdue today, 57,000 students, and 44,000 of those are undergrad. So it's huge, just huge. These ginormous brick buildings are so characteristic of the Midwest. It was such a big campus. One class I had to drive to across campus to get there on time. And then there's tunnels, you know, there's tunnels underneath. And I bought these, and I had these big platform shoes that have roller skates in them. So I took them, and I roller skate under these tunnels, in these tunnels, and get to class and be like, okay, just casual walk. So big. I felt a little overwhelmed. Thankfully, Lafayette Seventh-day Adventist Church was not far from where I was staying. I was renting a room from a widow whose name was Mabel, my scout. She lived in Eastern Division. And at this church, the youth group was, you know, fairly diversified. They seemed active. There was this one girl who stood out. She had a voice and could sing like an angel. She had the most radiant smile. Still had a radiant smile. And she was on fire for the Lord. She's like the magnet of the group. And she understood being far away from home. Because her mother was in Acts 7. So she took me under her wing. She wanted to include me in all the activities. And I said, no, it's okay. You don't have to. Oh, no, you're coming. She was just very, very persuasive. So I needed that. I needed to have a friend. And so I met Montalais in bed. Her name means praise the Lord, which is wonderful. And we stayed connected. She was in a nursing program. And we sometimes, you know, that we have a study together, we go for a long walk, and talk, and we was jogging. Neither of us jogging. But we got to be really good friends. And before I left Purdue, that same school year, fully passed, it's a whole other story, we had decided to be sisters. God's chosen sisters. God brought us together. And such a special friendship that we just treasured that time. We became good friends, best friends. And eventually she was family. She became auntie to our children, auntie to our grandchildren. She recognized me every and precious little tandem. She would take me fun places. She has a home in Chicago as well as Isabella. She likes to live here. Ideally, not every year, she takes me to. But this picture right here, do you see that? Have you ever, Deanne, have you gone to the Bean? Have you visited your brother? Have you ever heard of that? Well, it's supposed to be a pool. Has anyone ever gone to Chicago? Okay. Well, it's a thing. It's a big tourist, and okay, so we took lots of pictures. We had fun. But it's this picture not a box, you know, not this little bin where there's a few of something. No, no, no. It would go up the walls, just produce and names of things. I think you could pronounce. And everything was in the most pristine, because it was beautiful. And I'm standing there just like, this is great. And so we went to a chosen sister's class yesterday. Take that picture. Wonderful. Virtual. Being around such great food. So that just kind of gives you a tiny glimpse of our relationship, our friendship over 48 years. So, switching gears a bit, when Child Impact came and Tim Taylor gave his presentation last year in June, the Holy Spirit just really touched my heart. I wanted to sponsor a child. Mahalene has sponsored many children over the years. I know our uncles have sponsored children, lots of people have. And I know I've sponsored organizations and supported them, but I don't know about a child. So I picked out a girl, her name is Kennedy. And I told Mama Lee about it, and right after the experience, I received this magazine, and the cover of the first big article was about a man named Suleiman, and he was the founder of the New Hope School, and that's where he was attending. So I thought, oh, I know about this guy. I want you to meet him.
Every year, Child Impact produces videos about our projects. One of the standout videos is right here from Ethiopia, and it's the story of Suleiman that really grabs our heart. I think Suleiman making the soccer goal and the big smile on his face as he's playing along with the students that God has called him to support just really captured all of our minds and hearts. So I was excited to meet this man of God in person. And it's been such a blessing. Suleiman, as a young child, went through some tragedies in his life. When he was 7 years old, he was watching a tree being cut down. And those that were holding onto the tree with ropes lost control, and this tree fell on top of him. It left him lifeless, but somehow he survived, but he sustained injuries that have caused him to be disabled to this day. In addition, the famine in 1985 took the lives of his siblings and his mother, leaving him an orphan. But someone sponsored Suleiman to continue his education so that he could have food to eat. He pursued that education and got a degree at Addis Ababa University. And of course, the government, this bright young man, wanted to hire him. He said, no, my passion is to start an orphanage, particularly for disabled children. I want to help those who have gone through the pain in life like I have. I want to be there for them. I want to stand in that gap and provide for their needs so they can have a bright future. And that is exactly what Suleiman has done at New Hope, both in Legadadi and Guder. These are new locations for me to visit. I've never been to Ethiopia before, other than through the airport, in and out, and I've done that a couple of times. But when I began to walk up the hill in Legadadi, I was out of breath, and I'm thinking, I knew I could get a little better shape, but I didn't realize I was that out of shape. Fortunately, someone relieved me by telling me that we are way above sea level. We were at about 8,000 feet, and so naturally, I was out of breath from that experience. But it's a beautiful setting in Legadadi and Guder. The campuses are in a beautiful nature setting, and really are in a place where the children can flourish in an educational environment. And so that was really encouraging to see the beautiful setting in both of these campuses.
I believe the investment that is Child Impact is making on these children is making them the future men and women. Every year there is an improved status among the children. Hundreds of kids have gotten education. education, and they are being promoted from class to class with minimal dropout and minimal number of failed students, we see a hope that tomorrow they will be totally empowered with degrees, diplomas, and with practical as well as academic education.
Because Child Impact has been involved in sponsorship since 1966, we have been able to witness individuals who have been sponsored, who have graduated, and then give back. And it has been a consistent theme that I hear through our various projects, that someone who is inspired by a teacher wants to be a teacher. In fact, in the country of Bangladesh, the director for sponsorship for Child Impact was himself an orphan sponsor student through Child Impact. So we see the same in the story of Suleiman here. He was sponsored. It was a different organization, but he was sponsored, and he knows the power of sponsorship to change lives. And so as we meet these children, we have no idea of the bright future that God has in store for them, of what he has placed on their hearts to make a difference for him. Because someone stepped in the gap for them, they will want to do the same for others in the future.
Thank you. you put out his and she smiled at him and she shook his hand, her hand, and she said, I follow your lead. He said, thank you. What's that, Sue? She goes, no, that was his name. She goes, his right hand was stayed in his hand. I go, and so they got to visiting. She spent close to maybe even more than 2 hours. She said, very articulate, knew the answers to all her questions. And so when they talked about her visiting, and then of course he knew the location, Guder. Well, Guder on the map, if he has a profile, is 77 miles away from Isabela. However, it's a 3-hour drive. So it's a commitment. We're talking about true love. And so they talked about a time. He goes, well, you want to go Thursday? Well, I didn't really go Thursday. And so she said, well, my husband's coming from Chicago, and so I can't really go this week. And she goes, would you come back the next day? And he goes, well, no. Because I'll stay Sabbath there. And she said, oh, are you a Seventh-day Adventist? Yes. And she goes, ah. And so they started talking about local churches in Addis Ababa. The only one that Mama they knew about, she just spends a few months with you there, has an interpreter. She didn't really like an interpreter for church. Said, oh no, this one over here speaks Amharic, this one over here. She goes, I have no idea what happened. Said the pastor was so close by. So that was a huge blessing. Praise the Lord for that. So they talked about visiting and decided on a date. Decided on a date. It was May 5th of this year. And Suleiman and administrative assistant picked Mahalay up like at 5:30 in the morning because Kamini was attending the morning classes and she was meet her. And so if you know about Africa, Ethiopia is 10 hours ahead of us. So I did not start praying on the 5th. I started praying on the 4th. I was so excited. I was praying for travel mercies, that everything would go well. And I wake up on the 5th, and I got this text message that they were going to come pick her up. I was so excited. And here she is. This is too So, Kamini has 6 brothers and a younger sister. 2 of her older brothers have moved out. She's closest to her younger sister. That's who she speaks or talks to more often. And one of the things we were so concerned about was how far was the school from where she lived. So the orphanage obviously is for children who don't have parents. However, it's also for those with disabilities and are just underprivileged. Kamini's parents are very, very poor. They're farmers. And thankfully, though, she has a place to go to live with the family. And it's only a 10-minute walk. Sometimes, children have to wait till they're so much older just to be strong enough to walk the distance to get to school. Otherwise, in the bigger cities, Ethiopia's school system is very, very similar to ours. They have primary and kindergarten, and their ages fall in grades just like ours. However, Kamini would be considered coming from the village, and so whenever children are found and they're able to come to the school, that's their place. So she's in the 2nd grade, even though she's 12 years old. That's where they just place the children when they start school. So Mahalay said that she seemed very eager to learn, that she enjoys it from the principal, and we'll find out why a principal was involved enjoys art, and Molly found that out on that visit to the Impulse office. There was like kind of a little card of likes and dislikes, and she enjoys art. So what did Molly, bless her heart, she brings this blank art book and 40 page markers this week, and she gives to Kennedy, and Kennedy's first response is, I will share with my siblings. And so she also likes making coffee and injera. If you know what injera is, that's Ethiopian bread. It's kind of spongy, like a pancake. And she speaks Afghan Oromo, and that's where there was a language barrier, because Molly only speaks one language. She speaks fluent English, but also the one Ethiopian language is on header. So these two needed an interpreter. And just to look at, just to highlight, most underprivileged, this is one of these things, most underprivileged children do not get to play and just be a kid at home, because there's a lot to be done and help around the house. Therefore, this moment of one of these things, I'm not surprised, and then he said, and injera during her free time. The coffee ceremony is very relaxed in making injera just like it is her own time. She said that children don't drink coffee, but they can participate in this process of making it. Apparently, the ceremony is very special to the family. So here she is. This is a picture taken when Mahalei came to visit in last October, the day she came to church. She wore the red dresses that she bought us a long time ago. And so Mahalei shows Kimini this picture of us girl. The letter of, this is who is sponsoring me. And so you can see this weaving of God's love connecting us. And then here's the principal. Well, here's Mahalei and Kimini and Suhan. And then here's the principal. She knew both languages. Praise the Lord. She knew Oromo and she knew Amharic. So that was a huge blessing. So she could be the interpreter. And there's the administrator. So one of the things Mahalei said was, further in the world, in the past. Generating activities like making lastly, the environmental. One of the biggest problems in Ethiopia is not just this one area, is drought and soil degradation. So they really want volunteers to come help and teach. How can we protect the land? How can we increase productivity and protect these plants? And not only just for these two, but for the community. So we just really want to keep these schools in prayer, like orphanages all over the world. Of course, Vicki shared the most beautiful song, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So you will know that verse. If you feather it with 1 John 4:11, if God so loved us, we all ought also to love one another. And when I think of ought, I always think of like should. You better. Well, maybe that's not what John means at all. Maybe if we just, I think he said, if we just have a glimpse or just a moment of understanding of God's love, which we cannot ever fathom fully, I don't think, for eternity. But if we can grasp that, his great love for us, we will be constrained, because we'll be in our hearts, to love others. And our last text that David read, but when, this is Jesus saying, when you give a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, in some versions say crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Because they cannot repay, will be repaid at the resurrection of the just. And I maintain you will repay right now in this earth, in this lifetime. It's such a blessing to know him and me through my best friend, and her love, and Suleiman's love for children, and the principle of everyone working together to make this meeting. And so this little girl knows that she is cared for and that she is prayed for. And I just want to encourage you, if you've never sponsored a child, it is such a blessing. And you will be blessed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for love. What a gift. You are love. And somehow, in all our frailty, all our weaknesses, and in all our imperfections, you have allowed us to love, however small, each other. What a gift. So I pray for these schools, Lord, and pray for orphans all over the world. And thank you, Father, for the promise of coming again. And you will restore us, these children who are making decisions for you. When you come, they will be transformed and perfect physically and be able